Gemara Chafal Chum Beis brings down the Mishnah, and the Mishnah says that Rabbi Gamliel pointed out that look at my Eved Tevi that used to sleep under the mita in the sukkah, and the Gemara brings down a brisa that adds onto that that Nisichasa Shom Gamliel Laman Mishnei Dvarim. We learned two things from the Sicha, the words of Rabbi Gamliel. We learned that Avanam Patim in the sukkah. We learned that Ayoshin Tachas Amita Layotze Dechavasei. That's what we learned from Rabbi Gamliel. And the Gemara asks Akasha, why did we say the lashon misichaso shomeng gamliel from the sicha of Rabbi Gamliel? Why don't you say midvarav shomeng gamliel from the words of Rabbi Gamliel? The Gemara says that nosa agav aricha kamash malan is coming to teach us and added chiddush that even the sichas chulin of Talmid Chacham and sicha limud shenamar v'aleil lo yibol, even the shmuzing of Talmid Chacham we can learn from, and that, therefore we use that lashon sicha, which is mashma a just a shmuz, not dvarav divrei Torah is mashma. He's saying it l'shem limud. This is even the sicha, even from the shmuz of Talmid Chacham, there's what to learn. And the question is, why is this idea, this beautiful concept, the Sicha Schulin Shel Talmid Chacham Tzricha Limud, why is that learned Badafka from the Mitzvah of Sukkah? If Chazal chose to teach us this Limud from a Diak in the Mitzvah of Sukkah, obviously it has some intrinsic connection to Sukkah. There's no coincidences in Chazal. Chazal could have taught us this idea anywhere. If we learn it out from the Mitzvah of Sukkah, from this Indian of eating and sleeping and living in the Sukkah, Vice says that there's some intrinsic connection between the idea of Sicha Schulin Shel Talmid Chachamim and the Mitzvah of Sukkah. And the question is, what is that connection? What is the Shaychas between them? And I think that perhaps the pshat could be like this. You know, when what does it mean, sichas chulin of a talmid chacham tzricha limud? By a regular person, there's two modes of speech. There's this regular shmoozing and speaking, and then there's the speaking of kedusha, tayra and tefillah, whatever he does in dvarim shebe kedusha. And those are two separate things. And speaking divrei shos is fine, but it doesn't have necessarily a kedusha and a tzad ruchni to it. By a talmid chacham, it's different. A talmid chacham is a person who is, the Torah really permeates his whole essence, his whole being, his neshama is niskanish, the kedushas atayr, and his whole guf is niskanish. There is no divrei rishus. Even the divrei rishus are nichnas lekedusha, and become kaddish, become tayrdek, and even his sichas chulin, even his shmuzin kaviyachol, it's tzricha limud, it's niskanish bekedushas atayr, because that's the kayach of someone who's mekusha to Tayra, that Tayra is mekadish his whole metzias. And that's how we learn it off in this pasuk of Haleir lo yibol. That what does it mean, Haleir lo yibol? Even the leaf won't wither. Normally, when you have a tree, dekar, the tree is the fruit. The fruit is dekar. And you have a leaf, which protects the fruit, adds a little bit of beauty, pechulei. But it's not the chash of azach, and it eventually will wither away. But there's a certain madrega of a person is shasal apal gemayim, if a person is mekusher to the makara chayim, to the nishmas atayra, that even the ala, even the leaf, lo yibol, will not wither. Even the leaf gets chashivas like the pri, because the leaf itself is niskadish with the kedusha of the pri. That's this idea of sichas chulin. And if you think about it, that's really what the mitzias, the whole mitzias of the mitzvah of sukkah is all about. By regular mitzvah, any mitzvah that a person does, it's really makusher to one chelik of your body. It's one pula. You take a lulav, you blow shofar, and you're icing in that specific pula, but it doesn't affect the rest of the mitzias ha'adam. Sukkah is unique. Sukkah is different, like we said over from the Gran, the Sar Makdeshim. Sukkah is a mitzvah where the whole adam is nichnas into the mitzvah, into the sukkah. His whole life becomes niskadish. His eating, his sleeping, his teal, his shmoozing, everything he does in the sukkah becomes a mitzvah. It's a way to take even your divrei arshus and be machnas into the kedusha, and that's what the mitzvah of sukkah is all about. It's yedua, the Torah writes, the sukkah is keneged Yaakov Avinu. That was the midah of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was misakin tefillas arvis, which is a rishus. That's not a chisarn in Yaakov Avinu. That's a milah. His milah was that he could even be machnas in yonim of rishus into kedusha. Yaakov, Ekev is Rosh Tevis, Kaddish, Atzmucha, B'mutar. The Sarim say was this inyan of be machnas even the divrei arshus into the mitzvah. And I think that's the idea over here, that we learn out this idea of Sicha Schon Shel Talmid Chacham Tzricha Limud B'dafka from Mitzvah Sukkah, because Sukkah is really a mitzias b'payel of Sicha Schon Shel Talmid Chacham. Sukkah is the idea that all of our Dvarim Shel Rishus are Nichnas L'Kedusha, and we're Mekadosh them, which is the mitzias, which is normally only about Talmid Chacham, that even his Dvar Rishus and his Kaddish, when it comes to Sukkah, every Yid is able to tap into that Madrega, that even his Sicha Schulin is Tzricha Limud, even his Divrei Shus and his Kaddish. And it's interesting that the Indian of Siach, called Siach HaSadeh Terem Yia, in Parshas Bereishis comes right before the Pasuk of Ein Yalam in the Aretz, which is the Anani HaKavod of Sukkah, which the Gemara references in the first parak, referring to the Anani of Sukkah, that the aid of Sukkah, the Anani of Sukkah, are Mashke, the Siach HaSadeh, they give that Hashivas and the Mekadosh, and the Siach HaSadeh, Siach HaSlashon, Siach HaSchulin, even the Dvarim Shulchulin in his Kaddish. And I think that could be the imek of why Chazal learn out the idea of Sichas Chum Shel Talmid Chacham from Mitzvah Sukkah Dafka, because Sukkah is really a opportunity for everyone to be Mekadosh, every chelik of them, even the Divrei Rishus. We should all be Zeichet Taka that all the Divrei Rishus should be Mekadosh, and all of our Siach, all of our Sichas Chulin, even our Sichas Chulin, should need Limud and should become Mekadosh, Kadosh, Kadashim.